Our problem in many cases is that concerned fathers are saying to their children, you're not, and if you don't change, you never will be. That's not God's plan. God's plan is for them to discover the potential in those children and say to them, you are, therefore you will become.
What a wonderful opportunity to introduce you to a mentor of ours that we have loved for a lifetime, and that is our dear friend, Bill Ligon. Hey, Bill, how are you today?
I am fine, thank you. And you, Gail?
I am good. You are the Southern gentleman, and you hail from Georgia, and you have taught us so much, but specifically, you've taught us about the Father's blessing. Can you tell me more about that today?
Yes, the Lord began to direct me into a study on the biblical principles of imparting blessing to your children, to your wives, your husbands, and other people a long time ago, Gail, in 1973. And He has me doing it now, all these years. And what a joy it's been to see people discover the power of the verbal blessing.
Well, I want to break that down a little bit and talk about what that looks like. But first, let's say this. You are married to a beautiful, classy woman by the name of Dorothy Jean Ligon, and you all have two sons.
That's right. We have two sons and five grandchildren, two grandsons and three granddaughters.
And it has been a joy to watch you add those grandchildren, because Miss Dorothy Jean Ligon could not wait till she had grandchildren. I know this is something that you have imparted within your family. It's not just something you teach, but it's a lifestyle that you live by with the Father's blessing. Tell me what that looks like and what would that sound like?
The Father's blessing is a command from God Himself in Numbers chapter 6, beginning in verse 22. God commanded Moses to have Aaron and his sons release verbal blessings over his people. And then He said in verse 27, after He gave the blessing, He said, thus you shall put or place My name on My children, on the sons of Israel. And He said, I then will bless them. So God has used the spoken blessing, saying the Lord bless you, not I bless you, but the Lord bless you, as a way of releasing His favor upon His people. And we've seen it again and again take place when that blessing is spoken.
Can you tell me a few stories, what you've seen?
One that is very dear to me. My wife and I have been married 58 and a half years. Can you believe that? And when we first married, I had a challenge with emotional intimacy because I was raised in a home with with a mother, a grandmother, and three older sisters, all of whom disciplined me. But when we learned the power of the blessing and my wife began to lay hands on me and bless me every day, the Lord just dissolved all of that, and we began to bond in an intimate way emotionally that we never had before. And our marriage is still honeymoon marriage after all of these years. And every day, I lay hands on my wife and speak blessing over her, health and strength and life, and she then lays hands on me and speaks blessing over me. I would not go a day without it now. It gives me strength and life and health, Gail. What an awesome thing it is to have that, to receive it from your wife every day.
That is beautiful, and I'm sure many husbands wish that they could have that, and they can. To learn more about the Father's blessing, I love your website, thefathersblessing.com, which we'll mention again in a moment. But Bill, let me ask you this, because some people may be asking, well, what do you mean it released you from this emotional bond? Were you feeling like you could never please women and that they were always after you and on to you? Or what was the release?
I just, you know, growing up, my dad was there too, but he wasn't. He worked many hours, and so he was not often home. But growing up with five ladies, a mother, a grandmother, and three older sisters all disciplining me, I had a respect for womanhood, but I just had the idea going into marriage that no woman was going to tell me what to do,
uh-huh.
Which is fairly common in manhood. And when my wife began to speak blessing over me, I discovered that I didn't lose my headship. I gained it.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. I remember you telling a story once about a young man who had a learning disability and the power of the blessing that helped that young man.
Actually, what happened to this child, he failed the seventh grade and brought home his first 6 weeks report card repeating the seventh grade with all F's. And his parents brought him to me, and I taught them how to, first of all, pray and ask God to show them what God created the boy to be. And then they, because they had been speaking curses, I don't mean curse words, but they were saying statements of condemnation, like, if you don't change, you'll never make anything out of yourself, you'll always be a failure. And I taught his parents to release blessing on him every day, and success, and the ability to concentrate, and so forth. I taught him to bless his parents, and they did it some in my office. And then I said, now we have a challenge with your school teachers. He was in public school. I said, I can't get to them, but I'm going to teach you to bless them, because only the verbal blessing is used biblically to break the verbal curses, and your teachers are cursing you. So I taught him to speak blessings over his teachers, and when he had learned it well, I sent him to school the next day and had him approach each teacher when he went into her classroom. Teacher, may I speak to you a moment? What is it, troublemaker? I just want you to know that I'm sorry for the way I've acted in your class, but you're an excellent teacher. May God raise you up to be the star teacher in this school. May the favor of God rest on you. May everything you do succeed. I had a longer blessing than that, but many blessings that he would speak over her. I said, now, if a teacher chooses to curse you again, don't get upset. Wait until she's through and then bless her again. When he came back that afternoon to report, I said, how did it go? He said, every teacher received my blessing but one. What did she do? She said, I don't believe a word you say. You're a liar. You'll never make anything out of yourself. You've been the number one troublemaker in my classroom, and I don't want you here. Well, what did you do? I said, well, I'm sorry for that, but you're an excellent teacher. May God raise you up to be the star teacher in this school. May the favor of God rest on you. And he gave the whole blessing again. I said, what did she do then? He said, she just sat there for a moment, and she said, are you serious? Do you mean it? Yes, ma'am. Well, I guess we can try again. That boy finished that year with all A's and B's, graduating from our local high school with A's and B's. He demonstrated that he was excellent in electronics and other things, and began to fly and was so good at it, he became a jet pilot and started flying cargo jets around the world.
Amazing.
And that's the man. They said he would never make anything out of himself.
Can
the
you
blessing
imagine?
Broke the power of that.
Yes. Can you imagine what would happen in our school systems today if that were taking place?
Exactly. Oh, yes.
My goodness.
And it does. And it helps churches, too, when pastors discover these principles and begin to release blessing over their people and teach them to do it with each other at home.
I love it. And that's why I so wanted you to be part of this, because your teaching on the Father's blessing is a must for every community. And again, they can find out more at thefathersblessing.com. But Bill, I have to ask you something. Why was it that you wanted to learn about the blessing?
I had an experience that I was pastoring. I've been pastoring now, I'm about to complete 61 years, but I was pastoring a church in our city, and had 10 families decide they didn't want me there because of some doctrinal differences, and I felt like I was biblically sound. But anyway, I went away and prayed, and the Lord told me to come back and lay the church down, and then he would open new doors. And then he told me to begin to bless those people who were speaking critically about me in the city. It was a city church downtown, a large church of about 3,000 members, and they were criticizing me. And the Lord told me to begin to bless. And I said, Lord, I don't understand these principles. And so I sought out an old rabbi friend, a conservative rabbi, with whom I had friendship some years earlier, and I went across the state and spent time with him in his home. And I said, I want to study the biblical principles of blessing that the patriarchs practiced. And I studied with him, came home, and began to study my New Testament. And I saw how relevant it was for us today and how important it still is in the lives of the Jewish people. And it should be in the Christian church, too. And so I began to study in different seminaries and go to their libraries. And I wrote the book on imparting the blessing. And also written another book now, in Successful Steps to Maturity, to show how important it is in the spoken blessing to help a person make passage out of childhood into sonship and daughterhood so that they can become strong, effective adults in their lives. And so that's how it began. It began with a moment in my own ministry when I had to make a change, and God just opened up new doors, and I've been active ever since, continuing to pastor.
And you are amazing. Here you are, a young 80-year-old. Well, you're in your 80s, right? And yet,
well, June the 15th, I'll be 85 June the 15th.
Amazing. Congratulations. And you have more energy than most young pastors.
Well, I don't know about that, but I did tell my elder board last fall that they need to start looking for a new pastor, but they haven't found that person yet, so I'm still here pastoring full time.
Who could replace a Bill Ligon? That's for sure. Well, Bill, I just want to mention a few things that you said, and to recap some things I think they're most important as we talk about fathers. Not to speak the curse over your children, but to speak the blessing. Yes?
Exactly. You know, when Jesus gathered his disciples, the first thing he did in Matthew 5 was to speak a series of blessings over them. We call them Beatitudes. And the next thing he did was to cast a vision. He said to them, you're the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world. And at that moment, they were neither salt nor light, but he began to speak it over them, and they became that. Our problem in many cases is that concerned fathers are saying to their children, you're not, and if you don't change, you never will be. That's not God's plan. God's plan is for them to discover the potential in those children and say to them, you are, therefore you will become. And that's the foundation of the blessing, and it's built upon the redemptive power of God who works through the blessing.
Beautiful. And the other thing that I thought was interesting is those who were critical of you, and maybe you would even consider an enemy of yours, you walked out blessing them instead of cursing them.
That's right. And many of them are my friends today. The Lord has kept me in the same city. And I didn't try to move them out of their church. But we have another church, a large church today, and in the same area. Both churches are strong and blessed, and that's what pleases me. And the people, they know that that we're here to bless, not to criticize, and we refuse to criticize them.
Amazing. That verse that says, don't render evil for evil or insult for insult, but instead give the blessing.
Oh, that's right.
Thank you, Bill Ligon. Well, you have been a papa to many in the faith. And you have been like second parents to us, you and DJ, and we love you dearly. Let me ask you this. What's one of your favorite memories that you've had with your boys and your grandchildren?
Well, that's a good one. I suppose one of the favorite memories with my sons, as I have two sons, they're close to adults now, and one of them is in ministry and all, is also in real estate, and the other is in legal work. He's an attorney. But it's when they have come to me and they have fallen on their knees in front of their mother and me and said, I have this challenge in my life. Would you release blessing over me? And so we have been able to bless them, and then they've walked out of our house and gone out into success, seeing God open doors for them that would not have opened without the favor and the blessing of God being on them.
Beautiful.
And so then we have seen our son, oldest son, has the children. We've seen him raise his children under the blessing, and they receive that every day. And they, if right now if they were with you and I said, look, Phil and Gil and Tony need a blessing, then they would gather around you and begin to verbally speak blessings over your life. So that's probably the highlight of my experience of being a father and a grandfather.
Absolutely. And you've taught us how to bless. Our family speaks the blessing. In fact, we've been called the blessing family, which is a great thing to be called. But it's so easy to give the blessing. And now other communities are giving the blessing because they love what that looks like and what happens through that. So to you, Bill Ligon, thank you so much. I'm wondering, would you be so kind to pray for gentlemen and for everyone listening today? Would you pray for them to have the ability to not only want to be people who bless, but if you would speak a blessing over them as well?
Certainly I will. And let me say this before I do. You and Tony and the children have been such a joy to us. And thank you for giving me the privilege to talk with you today. And ready? Here's the blessing for those of you who are listening. The Lord grant to each one of you, you fathers and the mothers, the ability to practice the blessing according to His plan for your life. The Lord give you confidence and assurance as His servants to rise up and say, the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord give you assurance and knowledge and understanding of what it means to stand and to speak the blessing over those who receive it, even to bless your enemies and to those who would curse you. And the Lord bless each one of you now with the ability to be strong fathers and mothers in the faith. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord lift the light of His countenance on you and give you His peace in Jesus' name. Now remember, the name of the Lord has been placed upon you, and it is He who has done the blessing and is doing it now, not I. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Amen.
Thank you so much, my dear friend, Bill Ligon. You can find out more at thefathersblessing.com. And Bill, thank you. Thank you for teaching us how to be people who know how to bless. I wish you the absolute best Father's Day.
And the same to you and to Tony and everyone today.
And happy birthday. What are you going to do for 85?
Well, the church on Sunday the 12th, after the morning service, is having a covered dish over in the Family Life Center. So I'll just celebrate with them.
That's very nice. Well, be blessed, my friend, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Hey, this is Gail, and I wanted to suggest to you a tool as you begin to think about the power of your words. It all starts with the very words that God Himself said over us. The book is written by my husband, Tony McWilliams. The title is called So Shall My Word Be. You can find it at gailmcwilliams.com/tools. Remember, when you choose to look past the horizon, the sky's the limit. I can't wait to see you next time.